What might we be? Career options for students of Anglistics. If you're a student of any discipline of the humanities, you have probably lost count of how many times you've been asked, "And what can you do with that degree?" This question may have been followed by an awkward silence and you felt quite uncomfortable. The problem is not that others would like to know about your career plans, the problem is that actually you'd like to know too. Around 47,000 people currently study Anglistics in Germany, which is ranked 17th among the most popular subjects. While 50% of all Anglistic students aim to become teachers, the remaining half is facing this exact problem of having no idea. So do Benay, Miriam and Nadia. All three are students of Anglistics at Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf.
Well, we all know that there are lots of prejudices about this education. It is considered unimportant. They say that there is no job guarantee, but they forget that there are general job situation problems. So, studying law or medicine is not a job guarantee, either.
I agree with you there. Nowadays it seems to be normal having to worry about what might be in the future. Personally, I have a lot of doubts. Sometimes I'm wondering whether I'll find a job at all.
And it doesn't get easier the older you get. I mean, I first enrolled in uni at 19 to study for a teaching degree, and I only did that for my parents. I didn't want it. I did it for lack of a better idea. So, inevitably, I broke it off. And now, at 24, I'm still young, but sometimes I already feel really old. So I spent 3 years struggling just because I didn't want to disappoint my parents. So not only am I scared shitless of not having a future, I'm also scared of disappointing my family.
But there are numerous job opportunities.
Yeah, for example, as studying linguistics requires a lot of reading and writing, many have excellent writing skills, and not only in English. So journalism would definitely be an option. Maybe for newspapers and magazines or in TV or on the radio. It doesn't mean that you have to speak the news show. But maybe you could do some background work, you know, research, texting, whatever.
And what you can also do is to work as an interpreter and translator for literature and politics.
And it's not true that you can't make money out of an linguistics degree. Because in the private economy sector, wages are very high. At least that's the impression I got when I did an internship there. With an linguistics degree, we'd be qualified to do their corporate communication, where you represent the company in the public and answer media inquiries. So there you can really make cash.
But to get a well-paid job in the first place, I guess the most important thing nowadays would be to just get a degree. If you got that, with enough work experience gained, I guess you can do whatever the hell you want. And it's always a matter of luck too, but internships are a great way to, like, enforce your luck.
You can also raise your career chances by spending time abroad. For example, a semester, an internship, doing some voluntary work. Living next to native speakers will improve your oral skills a lot. And actually, all these extra qualifications show your future employer that you're ambitious. And by the way, they look nice in your CV.
In the end, we just need to fight for what we want. We just need to give it our all. I mean, this is our future after all, and no one's just going to give it to us. So giving up was never an option for me. That's why I knew I needed to drop the teaching degree and pursue something I actually wanted.
Because everybody had the right to do what they want.
And after all, it doesn't matter which degree you're going for, if it's medicine, law or linguistics. No company will knock on your door and offer you a job right away. You'll always have to do something for your career actively and take your fate into your own hands.
That's true. People have different aims, so some just want to earn lots of money, but others just want to be happy with the job they do.
Well, I don't think I could do a job I don't like. I mean, I tried it, obviously, doing something I don't like when I did that teaching degree. And even just imagining I'd have to spend the rest of my life with a job I don't like, the thought just makes me terribly unhappy.
Yeah, I feel with you there. But what actually are your plans? What do you personally want to do later?
Definitely something with TV, like writing, camera, editing. I just love it all. My internship at the TV station and the workshop on film production I did just showed me that. Like, any possibility to get me behind a camera and I'd be the happiest person alive. Benay, what about you?
I want to work as a translator. And you?
For me, it's definitely the media I want to go for. I've collected some experience in journalistic writing at an internship, and it was fun to me. But I guess PR agencies would be an option too, so let's see where life will get me.
As our students pointed out, a degree in linguistics does not lead to a certain profession. There are different fields in which you can work, such as the media or the private economic sector, and within these fields there are numerous jobs you can do. Not to be pushed towards a job only because it pays a lot of money is important to the three students. They need to pursue a career they are passionate about to be happy. They are aware of work experience, internships and time abroad being important factors that make their CV stand out and help them eventually get their dream job. So even if you feel lost every now and then in these times of uncertainty, dare to follow your interests and trust in yourself that you'll end up somewhere.